Coleraine and Lavey in the final. I'm not sure if anybody had predicted that one at the start of the year, but have the two best teams made it to the final, Conlon?
Yeah, well, look, I suppose on league form, probably not. Coleraine getting to the finals, probably no shock. Lavey, probably more of a shock. But look, they're there in merit, and it's a novel pairing. And look, it's very much an evenly contested final.
And tell me, who has impressed you most?
Yeah, well, I think Coleraine have impressed most. Obviously, they've taken out Slochneil, which after a replay, which is no mean feat given the amount of teams that have tried to beat them through the area and the Ulster club for the last number of years. And, you know, they could have beat them the first day as well. And they went 7-1 down in the replay and come back and won the game, you know, obviously, at the very tail end of the game. So, look, Coleraine have been in a final before and won it. They've been in a final and lost it. So, for me, it's advantage Coleraine. But Lavey have been very impressive of late, you know, more so. So, but, you know, Niall Toner has been a revelation playing at centre-half forward. And, you know, if Lavey are to win, Niall Toner is going to have a very good game.
By and large, it's a young Lavey team, isn't it?
It's a very young Lavey team. And again, I suppose Caelan O'Boyle and Mickey Drum give it a bit of experience, but like none of the Lavey team will have been to a final before, and although they did win an under-21 championship last year, which bodes well, but it's a big ask for them to go to their first final and win because of all the things that happen in a final and the novelty of it. And you know, I think from that perspective, Coleraine are just that wee bit better prepared because, as I say, they've been there, they've seen both sides of the coin, and that could be enough to drive them on. But sometimes when it comes to like Lavey being there for the first time, there's no baggage of defeat, and they're going and they can be really positive and express themselves, and sometimes that can be enough in them games.
And you mentioned Niall Toner there. Remind us of the key personnel on both sides and the key battles as you see them.
Yeah, well, look, the key battles, you know, Shea Downey, son of Seamus's, will play centre-half back and will probably play a sweeper at some point, you know, and he's been key for them, you know, really cutting down the attacks and driving out from defence. And, you know, up front it'll be Caelan O'Boyle will be at full forward, and he gives him a great option, A and B, because he can run ball in front, but he's also 6'3", and if they're in trouble, a high ball in causes serious bother. But, you know, Niall Toner has been their go-to forward, you know, loads of pace, loads of power, really dynamic, you know, he's been scoring heavily, both from plays and frees, and it'll be whether Coleraine can clamp those two down. Coleraine will play defensively, although they haven't been as defensive this season as they have been in previous, but if they can clamp down on Niall Toner, you know, stop Shea Downey being the link between defence and attack, then they probably go a long way to winning that game. And the McGoldricks probably are key, with Colum as full forward being probably the best forward I've seen in Derry this season.
So you're going for Coleraine, are you?
Yeah, I'm going for Coleraine by a point or two, but there won't be much in it. And I think a lot will depend on the start. Coleraine aren't great, although they're done in the semi-final, come from behind. If Coleraine go from behind and have to come out and attack, it can be very vulnerable to back. But I think probably their experience and hunger and having a spine of the McGoldricks and Kieran Mullen and Niall Holly down the middle probably was just a wee bit too much experience and power for a young Lavey team that are coming, and they'll be there thereabouts for the next number of years with the Ardlets, if I find they go.